Sandspants Radio, subtly ripping off Smooth FM. So as a child, I had this book full of ghost stories, and one day I dropped it in front of this really pretty girl, and she picked it up and went, "Ghost stories? Ooh, sexy." But she was being facetious to hurt my feelings, because being a teenager is just a series of social nightmares and hormone-fueled misadventures. I had the last laugh, though, because I started a podcast called Jackson Bailey Spooks America, where I could use all of the spooky information I absorbed as a teenager instead of fingering girls. Unfortunately for you, that show is only for patrons, so if you want to listen to me, Dusha, and Adam discuss big feet and poltergeists, you're probably going to need to head over to patreon.com/sandspants and support the show. Hey everybody, and welcome to a very special Christmas episode of It's Just Good Business. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Ryder Bailey.
I'm Dad. Merry Christmas.
I'm Mom. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, I guess, as well. And today, we're going to all pitch a Christmas business, and we'll decide what's the best one. Who wants to go first?
I'll go.
I think Ryder.
So, sort of a spin-off on scenarios.
Okay.
But it's a Christmas scenario.
So, Christmas scenario. Is it?
So, if you want to have a magical Christmas experience that might be a little bit magical, you come to us and we'll organize one for
you. What are your, like, basic experiences that I can acquire?
So, call us. Mm-hmm. And we'll provide you with something that's going to happen and, like, chain of events that you'll have to work through, sort of. So, you'll be walking down the street and you'll see an old man, and he'll look really sad, and, you know, you'll go up to him, and you're like, "You're all right?" He'll be like, "Look, I haven't talked to my daughter for 9 years. I'd love to reconnect," and you can help him reconnect.
How do I know that that old man is the one provided by scenarios?
You don't, but imagine if he wasn't. You'd just have a real scenario.
You'd have a real good Christmas experience, whilst an actual, the guy hired by scenarios is just waiting for you.
Or you'll get a homeless man hired by, like, the chain of restaurants he's always wanted to work at, or help someone live their dream.
Okay, so you're going to help someone out with their to improve their lives as part of your Christmas experience.
Or is it all fake, though?
It's all fake.
It's all fake.
But why can't scenarios, like, put out, you know, 2 months before Christmas an ad saying, "Are you a hobo? You wish that you could be reunited with your daughter."
Are you a hobo with an estranged daughter?
That's so specific.
Have the authority to do that.
Yeah, no, they can't they can do get that.
But if they can do
you'll
it,
get permission.
Why don't they just do it?
they gotta make a buck, right?
But what's the value for you if you know it's all fake?
That's fun and exciting.
The joy of,
or, like, you know, you'll be driving and there'll be like a roadblock and it'll be like, "There's heaps of ducks on the road. You have to get them on."
I know, but you can't, like, tell anyone. You can't say, "Oh, for Christmas, I did this really great thing. I feel really good about it."
No, and it's just so, like, you can have, like, a lovely adventure.
It's an adventure.
I want to explore Ryder's duck thing. It wasn't even Christmas related.
What's the duck thing?
That's just, you know, you see ducks crossing the road, you stop and help them.
Yeah.
And there it is. That's, like, the lowest you can get.
Where is that a Christmas? Oh, that's your real budget.
Yeah, well, it's
just... Am I doing it for Christmas, or are you just pitching for the scenario?
Guess what we did this Christmas.
No, but ducks. What's helping ducks crossing a road got... Like, what's the difference between that and helping a man find his long-lost daughter?
Well, it's helping something.
Often you don't need to help the ducks cross the road.
Well, just stop.
It's more old ladies and stuff you need to help across the road.
Okay, so what are your Christmas scenarios? Reunite a estranged father.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fake.
Oh, here's a good one.
Yeah.
Find someone's one-time love. That has never left his mind.
Now that's great.
So he's like, "This is my. I'm in town because my childhood sweetheart is here.
Yeah,
you need to reunite
you
the two
to
of
find
us.
Find her. You have to sit down with him, do some research.
Oh, that is fun.
Now is it real though or fake?
No, it's fake.
It's all fake.
100% fake. But it's just a bit of fun.
How long does it take, or is that up to me? Could I get the reunite the lovers within, like, maybe 2 hours?
Probably. It depends
if I'm on a time.
If you're good. Like, if you're really dumb, then...
I don't mind it if...
Another one could be, like, get a bad dad back to his family by midnight on Christmas Eve.
Oh, so he's...
Oh,
how bad a dad?
Yeah, but, like, they're fake bad dads.
Yeah, so that's okay.
But I don't mind it. I don't mind it being a fake bad dad if maybe someone's filming you the whole time and at the end you get a movie, like it's a Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah, but it'll just look like one of those silly year eight media films.
Yeah, because I'm wondering, say I'm budget, I'm not budget, time conscious.
Yeah.
Christmas is a busy time for people. What's your smallest time?
I don't know,
And I'm not taking the duck thing. Three days?
3 hours.
Oh, 3 hours.
Is the whole family involved in the
If you want thing? Them to.
Right, or just you?
Like, you can be like, you know, we got a special Christmas treat for you this year, kids. We're helping this but we get a job.
So what's the eight-year-old going to do? He wanted a new bike. And now he's
got to Don't worry, look, we
go online and find a job for
We brought this
guy.
Bad dad home in time for Christmas.
I reckon that'd be fun, though.
Oh, yeah, I see the appeal,
Especially
definitely.
If he lived interstate. You'd be rushing and say, oh, we've only got 5 hours to get there.
Get him in the... Well, yeah,
it's basically so you can live a Christmas movie.
But the difference...
Okay, that's what it is.
And I, like, I'm
a
there.
Christmas movie. There's your thing.
There's your tagline. But in a movie, they cut out the boring bits.
Yeah.
So say I'm like 3 days and I got to get this
done. Well,
dad
if you don't
want to
do
Christmas.
The boring bits, you can just... Tell them.
Yeah, but okay, so scenario. I've got the dad, he lives interstate.
Yeah.
We're here in Victoria. He's in Queensland, whatever.
Yeah.
There's a lot of driving.
A plane.
But could you imagine it? Because he'd be drunk, you know, he'd be all messy and he's
belligerent. Well, you gotta clean him up in a truck stop toilet. Mm. That's how that goes.
2 o'clock in the morning, he's going, oh, I've got to get home to my family. He starts getting the sad.
You're like, why did I even pay for this?
Clean him up, fill him full of coffee.
Call him a taxi.
And shaving him. He's all in a mess.
But that's a fun part, shaving the bad dad for Christmas. That appeals. It's the long drives in between where eventually you're going to be like, so what's it like working for scenarios? Like, Zach, you're going to break your own immersion. You're just with him too long.
But when you get him finally to his destination and the little kids come up and say, Dad came home for Christmas.
When you tell your mates you helped
it. It wouldn't pay off for me because it was fake. I mean, I'm not your real dad.
He's not your real dad. Don't be happy about this.
If you, like, went to you go to Santa in the mall and they're fake. So what's the difference?
Well, they're for children, arguably, right?
Little kids think they're real.
Mall Santas.
They're fake.
They're for kids.
Just wreck everything.
No, but like, you know.
The kids that listen to the show, you know, they're devastated.
It's just
I was thinking
adventure.
About that the other day. I'm like, maybe there's some real young people that we ruined the Santa thing for.
Who cares?
Yeah, or who
Santa's
cares?
Santa's real, kids.
No, there you go. He's
Don't
not.
Listen
he's
to fake. These naughty boys.
More Santa's too. Double real.
No, they're just sad men.
Speaking of Santa, could I save Christmas?
Oh, God, yeah. He's like, there's like 10 options.
Am I going to probably have to, like, I might be too late getting
heaps of magical ones, you know.
Now I can see it working with little kids. Christmas is ruined because Santa, I don't know, fell down a crevasse in the North Pole.
Santa fell down a crevasse. That's such an unceremonious death.
Like a glacier and it's slowly going to cut him up.
You've got to go and rescue Santa.
Out of the glacier.
Yeah. And
do you say Santa or Father Christmas?
What? I say Santa.
I say
Santa.
Father Christmas.
I don't know.
He's not my dad.
He is.
True. So does that mean that scenarios will find an appropriate crevasse?
No,
to
they're
drop
not going
to
do that crevasse thing.
No,
it'll be like your sleigh's broken down. No. You have to go and get some fuel.
Yeah.
Get him in your car in the station wagon.
Yeah, you got to, you know.
You're driving Santa
take the trailer
around.
Because he's going to have stuff. Yeah.
Mm.
But again, in a movie, the saving Christmas once you've got to do it is wrapped up. Like, how can I actually, you know, say I want to be in the sled and deliver the presents?
Mm.
I'm not going to be able to. Because
just going to deliver them to kind of one or two.
Imagine you
houses.
And your two kids.
Yeah.
They've got Santa in the back of the little minivan.
Yep.
And the company has like 4 or 5 houses scattered around Melbourne that you have to sneak into. There's no people in them, but apparently there is.
Yeah, I see what
sneak
you mean.
Sneak in and help Santa deliver some
I can imagine
presents.
As a child that would be mind-blowing.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
And you actually think you're helping Santa.
How long till you reveal to the kid that they didn't?
When they're like 19.
19.
Can you remember that show we listened to about that guy who made all those fake Santas?
I think we told this story last
Christmas. Oh, did we? Probably last Christmas we told it.
No, I think it's...
Never mind, you're not getting it again.
Too bad.
Listen to last year's.
Surely that'd, like... 19 is a bit much.
I don't know.
How would you feel, though? Just say you guys, we'd done that, and you were like... We're the most awesome people in the world because we helped Santa. Sort of and then you hit like 13 or 14 or earlier and you just realise, you're like, fuck, I didn't.
Well, the thing is about it,
saved Santa.
Is that it doesn't matter because I've got my money.
Yeah, you don't care. But what about you?
As an unscrupulous Christmas businessman.
No, I'm saying you. Like if that had happened, how would you feel?
I would have hated it.
Yeah.
But I'm not me in this.
I don't know. Ruthless businessman writer.
Exactly. I feel like, though, like it would be a weird self-discovery where you're like, you're hitting 12, you're like, man, Santa's not real. How, like, do you reckon you'd hold on to it? Until it was revealed by, like, you guys, Mum and Dad, that we hadn't saved Christmas?
Sometimes that's cognitive dissonance, isn't it? Where there are two opposing thoughts in your head. So you go, oh, no, Father Christmas, that's sad. Yeah. But your brain doesn't make the connection with... No, Father Christmas means I didn't help
I never
him.
Saved, yeah, I never saved Christmas.
And so that might just hit you one night when you're asleep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's lots of teenagers or, you know, 10-year-olds or something who still believe in Santa but actually know he's not real but still believe. So they hold those two opposing views in their head. But the other thing is, how about when you go to school and you go, did you have a good Christmas? And then you brag, because that's because we saved Christmas. You would have had Christmas.
You're welcome.
And then the next kid down the line says, we saved Christmas. And what did you do? Oh, we helped Santa out of a crevasse.
And then the parents get a phone call saying they're fighting.
Yeah, parents.
The kids are fighting at school. The principal. I think they saved
no one
Christmas.
Saved Christmas. It was all a company. It was now out of business offshore.
I think, and this is just a problem with scenarios in general. Once I knew scenarios existed as a company, I would never trust anything. Yeah. Any exciting
anyone
thing that happened to
anything.
Anyone around me, I'd be like,
what
yeah,
about
but.
That one guy that really did like save someone from dying?
Yeah. You're like, you just scenarioed it. You're a fibber. I think it's good. I think it's like, as a person who loves Christmas dearly, I'd absolutely pay for the service. How much?
It depends. What would you want? What would your ideal Christmas adventure be?
My ideal Christmas adventure would be a night of shenanigans, like I need to get home for Christmas.
Okay.
So give me an I'll be home for Christmas scenario, glue me into a Santa suit and drop me miles away and give me colourful characters on the way to coming home.
So then you... why get like about 5 or 6 different people or
to
duos,
drive
or
me,
random
or,
people
yeah.
to come and find
the truck
you.
Truck driver, he's picking me up, and I'm like, I got to get home for Christmas. And then, you know, it's a bus full of nans or like tourists going somewhere, and I got to go home with them.
And you don't know how you're going to get there. They drop you at one part of the country, and say in
it's a bit
Western Australia somewhere, and you've got to get back to Melbourne.
The fun is being like, I'm dropped at a bus terminal, and I'm like, which one's the scenarios bus?
Yeah, wow. You don't know.
So you accidentally get the ex-murderer's bus.
I jump on a bus.
Scenarios guy's going, yeah, I didn't show up.
The other direction.
So rather than faking it and disillusioning children and destroying their lives about Christmas, well, you should market it to adults who want this kind of Christmas. So I could play the loser dad.
Oh, yeah.
And I could have that.
The experience of
these
being
people
a dad.
Being shaved.
So you could
soap it up in the shower.
Or some random guy.
Someone might go for that. I don't know. But.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, I would volunteer and be one of the extras.
Oh, yeah. I think that'd
like,
be
I
so
wouldn't
much
even,
fun.
So because I would do it, I'm going to say everyone's going to volunteer.
Yep.
Yeah.
People that don't have something to do on Christmas can come and be someone else's
Christmas kooky character.
Yeah.
And I think people need new experiences at Christmas. People are bored with the same old Christmas, aren't they?
Yeah.
They've got to do something else.
You got to shake up the
tree of
system.
It.
Yeah, shake that
Christmas. So is it kind of like a murder mystery thing, but it's Christmas?
Yeah, I was thinking my getting home for Christmas felt heaps like one of those puzzle rooms. Mm. I'm at the bus station and it's like, I've got to figure out where my next, trip home.
And if you make a mistake, there's always a way out of it to solve it. So you catch the wrong bus and you go to Darwin instead of Adelaide, and suddenly
well, you're going right around the country.
Jesus,
I'm thinking like Melbourne,
Coburg to.
Honestly, no, you got to be like the chance of getting back
has to be slim.
Has to look like it's impossible to start with, but you actually have to make it back by, you know, midnight. Christmas Eve, so you're there for the morning.
What, so could it be like at the bus stop? There are five people at the bus stop.
Yeah.
They're all scenarios people, and it depends on which one you choose first as to how your trip goes.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking like maybe even they have like
if you've seen I'll Be Home for Santa, just that.
That's what I want.
I haven't seen
it. Have you seen it?
No, oh, we haven't.
So
I might
good.
Have seen it.
He's glued in a Santa costume. He's got to get home for Christmas.
Oh,
it's
that's
such a
great.
Struggle. At the same time, the girl he likes and this guy he hates, they're together
driving
trying to come
together,
home for Christmas and they keep just missing each other and it's good.
Heaps of wacky characters.
And so he sorts out a lot of people's problems and in the end he doesn't even want the car.
No.
Well, it makes a
but
lot
he
of
gets
sense.
It anyway.
He gets it anyway because it's Christmas.
Yeah.
What I was going to say is you could even have people watching me at all times. So say I take a bus to Darwin. They're like, okay, our time limit is shortened. When I get to Darwin, they drop me at the airport.
Yeah,
and it's like someone's like, we've got one plane ticket home.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to give it out unless you sort out my wife's marital problems.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Then you've got to be like, okay, why did you fall in love? You get it done, you get the ticket,
like
and you
that,
get home.
Yeah, yeah, that's
fun.
Good.
Oh, what a blast. Although it's like if you just didn't.
Like what, you're like, I don't know.
and you didn't get home for Christmas.
I don't know if you can solve this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's always got to be a way.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Yeah, every time that you make a mistake. So
and even
couple...
like if it's like your third mistake.
Yeah.
They'll be just told to like be like, that's it. That was it all along.
Yeah.
You solved it. Well, I don't know. Maybe if you stop snoring, thank goodness. Take the ticket. Running out of time.
Maybe you're told at the start when you buy the adventure, you know, you're told there's a chance if you don't do everything right
that you won't get home. Because then it adds an element
of
danger.
And it adds this element of, shit, this might not happen.
Yeah. You'd never tell anyone if you didn't do it.
No.
Yeah.
You'd be like, what scenario?
You disappeared for like three days, right?
No, sleepy.
Sleep. I just fell asleep. Yeah. I was tired.
But the company, even though they tell the client that, will do everything they can.
Because they want happy clients.
Because they want happy clients. So, you know, so here's the guy. What other sort of things could happen? This guy's got to get home, travel a long way. What other kind
Well, I was going through Christmas movies. Could I get Home Alone? So I'm like, I want two bumbling burglars who are good at stunt acting and training so they can take a blow to come in and I've got to defend my house against
with all
two...
the objects in your hands.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So they're just trained to be able to take a brick to the head.
Yeah.
Well,
something
could
like
be
that.
A foam break.
Yeah. Maybe I'm given props.
Yeah.
But something like that you could do.
What about your life falls apart?
Oh.
What do you mean?
Well, just before Christmas, you get fired. The bank
but
suddenly
then
charges.
All those people would have to be in on it.
Yeah, that's well.
It's hard for a company to like go to someone's boss and be like,
"What about this? I got a good one.
Yeah.
Could I? It's a Wonderful Life. It.
Yes.
Have everybody. The scenarios goes to my family and my friends, and they're like, ignore Jackson, pretend he never existed.
Yeah.
And then I see how much people need me.
But
that's
are
a
we?
Then you'd have to
so, Jack, are we giving you this for a present? And so you don't. You don't know why we're ignoring you
because
like, surprise.
Don't know. Yeah,
Jackson. And every time an angel got its wings,
so
I was so scared.
Just so I was away on a business trip and I had my normal flight to get home. All of a sudden, the flight's cancelled. Yeah, everything's right. messing up.
That would be
up.
Fun. That would be a cool like prank system.
Credit cards don't work, you know, and so the time gets really short. And then
you'd be so.
So basically, you're just totally stressed out.
Yeah.
That sounds
the
awful.
Stress of that because you just wouldn't know.
And you get
why.
Home, and everyone says, "Merry Christmas, enjoy your presents."
What? You think this is funny?
It would be fun though. Because obviously they can't do it without telling you. But let's say you're at the airport. Let's say I know you're trying to get home
for
Christmas. like you actually are, and I set you up, and you go to get to the airport, they're like, you've been set up with a scenario. Do you accept?
Oh,
and you
wow.
can accept, or you could be like, fuck that, and just come home.
That's true.
Or you can be like, a like surprise one.
A scenario has been bought for you. Would you like to like redeem it now?
Mm.
All right. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. Who wants to go next?
Are we doing? We're just doing short ones, are we?
Yeah.
We're just
one
short
Christmas
ones.
Episode.
I was like, this is good, but oh man, we should.
Yeah.
All right. So here's mine.
So we're going to accept his or?
Well, at the end, we'll review them all and decide on a best one.
I think I've got it in the bag.
He's confident.
So here's mine. Okay. Right. Not everyone, shock, loves Christmas.
Mm.
In fact, some people despise Christmas. And the thing that I hate most is Christmas events, family events.
Yeah.
You got to sit there. You got to eat the dry turkey. You got to make the small talk. Nobody likes it. So what my company does is we provide ways to break up those events that never tie back to you. So imagine this. You've gone to a family event and you've been in charge of bringing the cups or whatever. And also with the cups, you brought these Santa hats.
Yeah.
Everybody puts on the Santa hats and then maybe they've got like a timed thing in them. But halfway through, or not even a quarter way through, they start to smell this like powerful, disgusting stench that just completely ruins it. Nobody can hang out in the house because it all smells now. And everybody just finishes Christmas early. Stuff like that.
I like it.
All right.
Mm. I'm not a lover of Christmas.
Exactly. Something to break up to make those family like events just
cut dissipate. Them short.
Cut
the
them
SES
short.
SES comes and knocks on your door and says, you've got to evacuate.
Yes. Exactly.
There's,
there's going to be
an
earthquake.
Half an hour after the evacuation, you can go back. Like it's.
Yeah, but by the time that you've driven them all the way back to Geelong.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's a lot of traffic.
It's too much. We're like, oh, look, we might just go home. That's what you want. You want the line said by somebody, you know what, we might just go home.
Mm.
Oh, the house smells like rotten eggs. You know what? Well, we might just go home.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Right.
Yeah, I like it, Jack.
Have you got issues with it?
I think you can't get people to impersonate.
I wouldn't get people to impersonate a police officer
necessarily,
but I might do things like fake...
two bumbling electricians that like wander
and like cut
break
the power.
Everything. Yeah.
But I might do stuff like, so say you're the ones who want to get out of the family event.
Yeah.
Then we send a fake warning to your phone. Oh, there might be a fire danger in your area. Evacuate. And then say it was us. We'd be like, oh, we got to go. Yeah. We just got to go and just get all the stuff and make sure we can evacuate. See, and then when we get home, we can be like, oh, look, it was nothing.
What about this?
But we're already home. Well, we might as well stay home.
You have a little pill.
Okay.
Romeo and Juliet.
Your own death.
I wasn't going that far.
Hit it in your tooth.
That's an option.
Grandpa starts telling some boring story. You just get it out with your tongue and bite down. Not today, Grandpa.
I was going to say, you slip someone a Mickey.
Yeah.
Just drugging people.
The family.
They get really sick.
Okay.
Right. Got to go to hospital.
I think there you toe a line between breaking up Christmas and just poisoning people. But stuff like that.
Or you could, like one of us, could at the appropriate signal, bite down on the pill, become ill. Suddenly we better take him to the doctors.
To cut a family event short.
Why don't we just fake it?
Yeah, it's not hard. You can be like, I just got a bad headache.
Then go to the bathroom and start.
Maybe we give you a kit then. You can wipe this in your forehead. You can put this in your cheek so it heats up. So if they thermometer you, it's really hot.
No one's going to be that like eager to find out if you're faking it. They'll be like, well, Jack, thermometer, get it out.
Really, Jackson? Are you really sick?
We'll give you a little tape. You can take it to the bathroom of spewing up and farting and...
Thinking this,
lock the door.
Little surreptitious pack of maggots. They bring out the turkey, slip the maggots. Everyone's like, oh, we can't eat the turkey. It's got maggots in. Everyone's mortified. Everyone goes home.
No, they won't.
They
you
won't
just
go
have to
home.
Eat the vegetables and have pudding.
Nobody's going to eat food after they've had maggots
no,
in the turkey.
I think you've got to have something a bit more definite there's no option. But to go home.
There's no option but to leave. Well,
but
I think fire warning is good.
Yeah, fire warning's good.
Stinky hats.
It can't be at your house, though, can it?
No, well, you have to be somewhere else.
Yeah.
Stinky hats is good.
What if you want everyone to leave?
Well,
it's your house.
Stinky hats is good there as well.
But then it's your house is going to smell for ages.
People will just move outside, though.
Another option? So, you know, everybody has a fire alarms in their roof. A little thing you put inside your fire alarm that creates an ear-splitting beep. You can turn it on and off.
Oh, okay.
And halfway, or not even, everybody arrives. You haven't got, you press a little button. You're like, I don't know how to turn it off. Oh, man.
Yeah, we have to go.
People listen to your shows on with headphones on and you just fuck them up so bad.
That'll be fine.
What about this? Do you know a joke shop so you can get those fake fingers?
Oh, God. All right.
As you're chopping up the salad.
Have some is that going to make people go home or is that going to make people be like, get in the car, we're taking you to the hospital?
No, well, we would have to get you out of there. Get the finger on ice. Get in the car.
Drop it in a jar of pickles.
What if everyone wanted to come to the hospital to see if you're okay?
Well, that's the problem.
That's fine. They set his finger back on. It's fine.
It's fine. We don't want you there. It's fine. Stay home. Stay home. But I think the beep's good.
Yeah.
The beep's good.
Because what would you do? Just say we were at Christmas.
And suddenly.
The thing is outside in Australia.
You were ear-splitting.
Somewhere where it was freezing cold, you just go out. You know, then you could go home because. That's but at home, we could just go outside.
Open my surreptitious bag of wasps. Oh, thank God we're away from the beep. Let me just tie my shoe. Oh no! Looks like nowhere's safe at Christmas.
Everyone just go home.
Yeah. Everyone. It didn't work out. Inside is beeping, outside is wasps. Never mind.
Pick up your present and you walk out the door.
Exactly. Wasps is good.
Wasps. An attack of wasps was good.
Nobody wants to stay around a house that is full of wasps or even the threat of
any
wasps.
Any infestation. Be good.
Well, but you have the risk of accidentally.
An infestation of bunnies wouldn't be too bad.
That'd be kind of cute.
But how weird. What? When does this happen?
Where did they come from?
Well, I think the things like, you know, a marauding pack of dogs come running through the house.
So what, you got on your phone and you just text the Christmas ruiner guy, send in the dogs dog now. He opens up the back of his van.
All his dogs come in, licking faces, jumping on the couch.
Oh my God, whose dogs are these?
How nice though.
But
I wouldn't leave.
If that didn't work, then you wet the dogs.
Ah, then the wet smell dogs. Of wet dog. Nobody wants that.
Shaking, you know, all over grandma's Christmas frock.
What about makeup to make it look like you're very sick and anybody that's around you will get very sick?
Contagious.
No, but again.
You think people would just
cop it? You
can
say the day before and be like, yeah, Jack's really sick, don't come.
Yeah, sickness is bad. Yeah. You're right.
It has to be something that can be on the fly.
Yeah.
So if you go there thinking it might be nice, but it's not, you have to be able to call them up and them to do it within like the next half an hour.
Well, that's hard if it's wasps or a
beep. It's not going to be wasps because that's painful. Like that could damage.
Yeah, you don't want wasps.
You don't want anything damaging.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Flies. Flies.
No,
if inside's beeping and outside is covered in flies.
Yeah. Eventually people will call.
You just got to make it. When they think they're going to a place of that's more comfortable, going to make that even more uncomfortable.
What do you think would happen, though? Like, do you think people would give up or would they just take everything and move to another house?
No, we'll go to our house. We'll go to the next house. Yeah, you'd have to get the dogs at the next
house. Dogs at the next house and people are getting sick. Then the hat smell.
Surely there is a house.
Every family.
When am I going to get the message? When's a penny going to drop?
Every family, and I think this would be the motto, not the motto, but like the belief of my company. Every family has a breaking point.
Yeah.
And we want to find yours.
Yeah, that's right.
Whatever is going to cause your family to just call it quits on Christmas, that's what we'll do. I was thinking, is an awkward gift, like a very inappropriate gift, cut Christmas short? Yeah. Say you surreptitiously swap somebody's nice new book with like a dildo for Nan. Is that it done? Or is that just going to be that's weird.
People are
going to
either laugh awkwardly or be shocked, but no one's going to leave.
Yeah, no one's going to leave.
But what you have to do is you don't know your family's breaking point where everyone's going to pull the pin, right? Mm. So you start off slowly, keep texting the guy to up the level.
So in the end, he's like dumped sharks from
just an angry grizzly bear.
There's a volcano nearby.
Everybody run!
I think the only solution is you don't have it at your house.
Yeah.
And you get ill.
That's the only way you think you can get out of Christmas.
So you kind of need, yeah, you need to be able to.
You need a certain pill that you can take that bring on the looks of, like, the symptoms, but only the looks, and it disappears in, like, half an hour.
Well, all you need is then the antidote pill.
Yeah.
As soon as you get in the car, you're scot-free. Snap that down.
You're good. But like you said, you
laugh
can just
all the way home.
Got him.
But like you said, you can pretend to be sick.
Yeah.
So do you think people would, you know, whether or not it would work very well or not?
Just go have a lie down. That's what it would be.
So how many years have you got this up in your trick bag? It's going to work for the first year. The second year, they're going to go sick again. Third year, they'll go.
Well, surely after like the third or fourth year, you can just leave whenever and no one cares anymore.
What about this? A snake is loose in the house. That's going to get rid of some people.
Yeah, that's
surely.
True.
No, because they'll just stand outside till one of them's caught it.
The snake catcher comes. How
the exciting.
Snake catcher.
Yeah.
It's exciting for you because you love snakes.
No, but I think
for anybody,
like,
it's a bit of an adventure.
Yeah, it's like something memorable for Christmas.
What you have to have is they'll call the snake catcher, but the snake catcher's got to be in on the deal. Go in the house. Couldn't find him.
Come out and be like, I'm okay. Sorry. Don't worry. Don't panic.
I'm just going to put
There's
this...
actually 10 snakes in the house.
Just have to put There's this tape put... around the house. Snake zone.
You all should probably leave.
I'm not going to call it an infestation.
Or a plague, but...
sort of. But I think also, you know, I said at the start my goal was to get everybody to leave. But tell me that your Christmas is not improved by everybody waiting outside for somebody to get a snake instead of everybody sitting inside.
Oh, of course it is.
Waiting for eating your food and having small
Christmases. I love that.
Well, so, because it means that you don't actually have to interact with your family because there's something else that everyone's focusing on.
So would you have an opposite end of this?
Well, I think it's the same. I think if everybody goes, sweet, bonus. But that's like...
You know what you're doing? You're combining with writers in a way. You're saying give Christmas a story.
Yeah, but not
Christmas
not,
doesn't
not
have a story.
Really. Writer's story is a personal thing. Yeah. Mine's like, here's an event that will make Christmas a bit nicer. And also, maybe you don't know how to interact with your family, but if there's an alarm going off, then you got something to talk
don't
about.
Have to.
Yeah, exactly.
No one
You're
can
like,
hear
I
each
can't
other?
Hear. I don't know.
Too bad. We could all just put earplugs in and keep eating our turkey.
Yeah, everybody can just listen to their own
nice,
music.
Nice, quiet dinner in silence.
Exactly. I guess. That'll do us. Oh, the stinky hats. Everyone can be like, oh, the hats stink. There's a conversation for Christmas.
Yeah.
Instead of like, oh, so what do
if
you do?
If you brought the hats, you'd, you know.
Well, you just pretend like I will give them a talking to the hat resellers when I go back and complain.
I like that, Jack, because Christmas goes like this. You get the... Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, eat some dip. You say hi.
Yeah. Still working at the same place. Yeah. Still doing the same thing.
You all sit down. You have the dinner. You're disappointed if there's something that you really like that's not there.
Yep.
Yeah.
You do the presents. You either have a sleep or go home.
Exactly.
Mm. So a snake in the middle of that.
Because a snake pretty much gets rid of lunch becomes something everybody does outside, which means that you're just eating like rolls, most likely. Then presents, because everybody wants to get the presents out of the way. Mm. Snake's still not there.
So at Christmas, everyone's sitting there waiting for the next thing to happen.
Pretty much.
Yes.
I'm cutting out the middleman by being like, you kind of got to do it all at once because there's a snake in the house or wasps.
Quickly
eat
the food, quickly do the presents.
Exactly. And then what have you got to do?
10:30, you're out.
10:30 in the morning.
Depends how quickly you deploy the wasps or snake. If you go in and open the packet and then just turn around and walk back out. Oh, there's
wasps. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Eventually you just get lazy. Come in, well, there's wasps or whatever.
I'm not staying.
I'm going to go.
But I like the idea of an exciting event at Christmas because... You need a change.
You need to change the same every year for everyone.
Nobody's going to ask you what you're doing these days. You complain about something they don't like about the way you're doing your life. If there's wasps, then everybody just complains about the wasps.
And it was great for me and Jack.
What was that?
Going to Hillsville.
That was an awesome Christmas. Went to Hillsville Sanctuary. Only me and Ryder went and looked at the animals. Everyone else just sat in the pagoda.
Mm-hmm.
And they were good animals. There was two goannas. Do you remember the goannas?
Yeah. And there was that really nice relaxing room where we watched that video.
What? What room?
That room for kids. Full of cushions that you could sit down
in. Oh, yeah, we watched a video about some kind of possum.
Yeah.
That was real good.
Yeah.
So that's mine.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it.
Mm.
I don't have a name for it. I'll think of something.
All right. Ready for mine?
Yep.
Do you want to change up Christmas?
Mm.
This is the complete change of Christmas.
Okay.
Right? So what people, this is a Christmas completely about giving. It might not be funny or a good radio thing, but it's completely different.
Okay.
So we're going to ask you not what can you get, what can you give?
Rightio.
So you have to, as a family or an individual, decide what area you'd like to give in and give in that area without any exchange, nothing coming back to you.
So like a charity.
So it's to go through a complete experience of giving. Don't screw your nose up, right? I can see you've
I know, every year,
already.
This is Johnny wants to wreck now. Our Christmas by making us give.
We're not giving on Christmas. No, sorry. I'm getting or nothing.
So we've got to stop the getting and start the giving.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. How is this a business, though?
Well, what I'm giving people an option to say, okay, how do you want to feel at the end of your
so
Christmas?
Pay time? Us let, for you to give
shush,
to this
let
charity.
Let me finish. Right. So do you want to feel full of food, overweight, with a whole lot of rubbish in your house, wrapping and plastic things that you didn't particularly want, jeans that you've got to take back because they don't fit. Someone got you
extra large.
I have literally never taken back a piece of clothing.
Yeah, you always say you're going to take it back.
You never do.
It hangs in your thing. You never wear it. You know, it was.
Other than that all sounds great.
Right. And at the end of it, you look at your credit card statement, you know, it's off through the roof. And what happened over that week? What did it do for you?
It was fun. So it
made it for you feel nice.
So what I'm offering you is to change that attitude and think about giving or doing something for someone else. Make someone else's Christmas better. You know, feed someone, you know, buy things that people need.
But this is just these things. So is this a business?
Yeah, you
can.
Because
you can do that
pay
anyway.
What am I paying you to do?
But people want, like, people think
I can just donate to charity
and then feel
you
nice.
Could,
and
but,
you can go and cook for
but
people.
But you won't because it's hard to try and get it organized. You think, oh, I might go and help make Christmas dinner for homeless people, but people don't. But if there's a company out there that you could ring and they could say, okay, what area are you interested in giving? And you could say, okay, well, refugees or homeless people or, you know, single mothers or people who've experienced domestic violence or whatever is your thing.
Yeah.
Right, writer. Wait.
Oh, you're just going on and on. I get it.
I'm trying to explain it because you've got questions. So, right. You could pick what area you think that you would most like to give in and they'll tell you exactly how to do it and how you where to be and what to do. And then that's your Christmas experience. And yes,
I like that idea if it's a punishment.
No.
A punishment?
Like for naughty kids who don't appreciate things.
So it's like a good deed organiser.
Yes, good deed organiser, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
How much do they organise the – say I want to work in a soup kitchen.
Right.
Am I just going to call them and they're like, find a soup kitchen, work in it? Or are they going to pick me up, take me to the soup kitchen, teach me how to make soup?
Yeah. They'll do whatever you think you need in order to do that. So they'll get
– what was that head shake?
Fuck soup kitchens.
Why?
Do something else. That's just – I wouldn't do that.
What would you do?
I would go and spend a day with dogs and stuff at a shelter.
Yeah, so that's a really good thing to do. So you could help out animals. You could do anything as long as you are giving rather than receiving.
What is your...
It should not have too much to do with money then.
Yes. Well, so yeah, no, so no donating of money. It's donating of time.
Yeah, okay.
And that's what you're going to do on that. With that 24-hour period, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day...
I like this because much like my thing, it sort of gets you out of doing stuff with the family.
That's right.
Mm. Uh-huh. You're like, oh, I can't come to the family dinner because I'm spending the Christmas with an elderly person that has nobody to spend Christmas with. Because
yes.
People are going to be like,
what a great person, you're an angel.
What a saint.
He's an angel.
I wouldn't know where to go and look at and cuddle puppies and stuff. But if... If it's like...
I just chosen one that... I don't know if it's even a thing, to be honest.
But the puppies... Will the puppies be happier
or will you just... But even, you know, going and helping...
Like, is that a thing they need? Is that a thing that people like... I don't think
that's going to get you out of the family Christmas. He's got up to cuddle puppies.
Right, cuddling puppies.
Well, they're not those puppies. Need they're cuddles. Old dogs that no one wants.
Yeah, the old dogs.
Yeah, but...
But even, you know, helping out refugees, helping the homeless, I wouldn't know where to go.
That's right.
But if it's a... And I'm sure, like, most of those organisations wouldn't be like, yeah, this random guy wants to come and help out. Let's not do that. That's weird. But if it's an organisation...
That does all the legwork. You see, you might... actually want to do this in the back of your mind, and that's what happens to me. I have these ideas I don't want to do, but have I got the time or the inclination, or can I be bothered actually getting on the phone and sorting out all the little details? No, I don't. Well, every year I don't. So so I say we should do this as a family, but I don't actually set it down. This is where we go. This is what we do. This is the time we have to be there. This is what we're going to do when we're there. This
so
is
your company, I can go to you and say, listen, I want to do something. I want to give up my time this year. Yep. What do you got?
What do you got? And we'll say, okay, have you got an idea of what area you're interested
just
in?
Just choose for me.
And if we could choose for you. Yeah, we could set out all the things and say, there's this, what appeals to you? And then you go from there.
Could you give them like a list of like, I want something that's easy, quick?
Yep.
Like, can we give them parameters to work with them?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, that's good. Nothing with my hands.
What then when you get your hands dirty?
I just don't want
to stroll through some homeless people.
Is there something where I can just look at somebody less fortunate than
give them
I?
Give some affirmations.
You'll be fine. You'll be right, mate. You'll be right. I'll just stand
that's a
over
great
here.
Thing, you know, in like a hospital
I'll just stand
with a
over here. You be over there. You'll be right.
With a terminally ill. You'll be good, I'm sure. You'll be fine this Christmas. Thanks, charity organizer. You made my Christmas really special.
Well, you have to do something real. So anyway,
that's a real well, not that, but no. Like spending time with the terminally
ill. That's
ills.
A very useful idea.
And I think it's good.
It'd be good.
I've got another one, just riding on the back of that. Mm-hmm. Right. Is that you have invite one homeless person to your Christmas.
That's a great idea.
Yes.
Can I invite more?
You can invite 10 if you want to.
That's good. Bring them along.
Yeah, so that's
join the festivities, fellas.
Because I was thinking of the
that would make our Christmas awesome.
Oh, it would make our Christmas phenomenal.
So
talking about break up the monotony, just lie wherever, whatever you want to sleep. There's beds.
You think of how many Christmas lunches are out there on Christmas Day, then think about how many homeless people there are in Melbourne. Surely. We could get every homeless person to one of those Christmas dinners.
Yeah. Oh, you can solve the exit, because there's always leftovers at Christmas.
Yeah.
Solve the leftover problem with the homeless problem.
Yeah.
Because
2 weeks after Christmas, you've always got that moldy shit in the back of your fridge that you just chuck out anyway.
Give that to them.
Potato salad, that's not good
because you think you'll eat all the leftovers, but you don't.
You never will.
You never do.
Because if ham gets slimy quick.
You shouldn't be getting the homeless people to your house. To eat your leftovers.
No,
you're
not
bringing
leftovers.
Them to enjoy
they're
going to
be part of
with
Christmas.
But they get to take what they want at the
end.
Yes, they can have the leftovers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do they get presents?
Yes.
Of course they get presents.
What everyone would you buy?
I don't know what to get them. I don't know these people.
A sleeping bag, a pillow, a water bottle.
Oh, that's true.
Portable heater. Stuff.
A little oven.
Actually, they'd be so much easier to know what to get them.
Oh.
Because you're like, whatever, something to help you survive on the street.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although, is it a bit weird to give them like a really luxurious time and then be like, I'll see you next Christmas. Enjoy the street.
It is. There's something weird, patriarchal, sort of strange about it.
Something like
about the whole thing about doing good at Christmas. It's a bit kind of.
It's
Christian.
A bit like yeah. It's a bit like for the Christmas we
that's
will
why
give
you do
the,
it with
the
dogs.
Poor a turkey. Like
yeah, but that's why.
So you can have your five turkeys and sit up there all happily.
Well, I don't. It doesn't matter how many turkeys I ate. The homeless are eating good because of me.
Well,
so that's
why
you got to do old dog.
Yeah. It's a local lord back in the...
I hope someone does some fan art of Ryder just sitting in a dog's
patting
room.
Puppies.
Patting puppies.
Puppies and old dogs.
I've done good this Christmas.
It's to be on your Christmas card.
Merry Christmas. Ryder's charity.
Ryder's charity. Old dogs.
No, well, I like it. I think yeah. It's good. I think it's good. There is something a bit strange about doing charity only on Christmas, but...
Well, you don't have... I'm not... You could do it any time of the year.
Yeah,
it's not just for Christmas, but we would...
But it would make the stress nicer.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Because you'd be like, look at the thing I just did. How nice, like, to do that for this time where everyone should come together, but some people don't get to.
Yeah. And I suppose, you know, like, there is something sort of weird and, like, strange... rich guiltiness about being nice for people on Christmas. But it's like smoking. If you don't smoke for a month, you still haven't smoked for that month. If
that's
you do charity
right.
for Christmas, you've still done
you've
charity.
Done something.
That's why it's weird when a rich person gives like 20 grand to charity, people are like, you could have given way more.
Yeah.
Like, people get upset at them.
Well, at least they gave the 20. Yeah. There's plenty of
what
rich
have
people
you
don't give
yeah, exactly.
But it works on the kind of philosophy that you get more. Actually, on a personal level, by giving than you do by receiving.
Yeah,
so the interaction is you've always got to think about yourself is in your favor when you give. You know, so
it's good. It's very charitable.
Mom, what do you think? You don't like it?
No, I like it. It's really good.
Right. Why are you shaking your head then?
No, I'm just saying I haven't got a business.
Oh.
Well, you suggested before using Dad's business.
I know, yeah, but it's just going to rehash Dad's.
No, but I rehash mine. I don't care.
I like Mum's rehash. You're saying Dad's business, but as a punishment. That's cool.
Yes, for little kids.
Well, it's not really a punishment. It's just make them appreciate
what
their life.
What a bad person they must be to have that be a punishment to them.
If you're like seven, it's a
I
punishment.
Guess, but
imagine if you were seven.
I'm thinking teenagers.
Yeah.
Oh.
Private school kids.
I was a nice teenager.
That's what I'm thinking.
I would like it if you had
snobby
a
snobby private
a guy
school
in a suit came around. You lined up your teenage kids.
Okay.
Naughty or nice. All right. He said, nice. They don't have to do the charity. Naughty. Charity.
How does he know?
What?
The parents tell him beforehand.
How many kids?
But That way it's not the parents' fault.
Too.
They go, oh, you haven't been that
so
bad.
What is this like giant over where all the kids are lined up?
Yeah, lined up.
The lineup, the Christmas lineup. Yeah, and then...
Last day of school.
Gosh, I hope I don't have to give to charity this. What authority?
And that way the parents are off the hook. They can say, you weren't that bad this year. I was surprised.
I'm sorry, but for some reason the law dictates you've got to give.
You got the naughty, so I'm sorry.
I think it works better if it's... Because imagine
we'll
how...
We'll save a bit of dinner for you.
If you were a snobby kid that didn't appreciate your gift and then, like, they just took your presents away and you had to give them to the poor... Oh,
the
you
poor.
Would be so cut. You would never.
But I don't mean that. Like, it's kind of like what
them
Dad's
realize that it feels nice to give.
Yeah,
yes,
so it's
that's
like
right.
Dad's idea, but you send your private school kid who's been like selling drugs at school and stealing money and
he's gone.
Smashed your Porsche. You know those kids.
I hate this kid.
And it's kind of like, you know, in those American movies where if you don't pull yourself together, you're going to have to go into the military. So what they have to do is they have to do this. It's kind of like public service, but your dad makes you do it. And you feel really good. You do something really kind and nice and you go, oh, wow, I'm so lucky. I didn't know people sleep under bridges. And
So is it kind of like, so say this kid who's doing drugs and smashing out Porsche, we're like, okay, you're a bad egg, so for this Christmas period, you're going to live under a bridge with a homeless person?
No.
You go with somebody, because if you say off you go and look after some homeless people, he's just going to nick off and take drugs.
It has to be like, it'd have to be similar to community service.
Yeah.
Okay. So, so somebody takes them to.
And now he's got to spend a week, 3 hours a day. No, but like, you know, helping out at a nursing home or something.
I think that's good. Yeah.
Well, and you tell them they might get struck by lightning and get special powers, but that doesn't happen very often.
At the nursing home?
Public service.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I like it because it's got, like, dad's, you know, charitableness.
Yeah.
And also because nobody really wants to interact with, like, old people.
Why are you talking so weird?
Because I'm eating pets.
I hate it.
Nobody.
Like, well, anyway.
It's because I got pez in my tooth. Because nobody really, like, interacting with, like, the homeless or old people. It's good, but
you just don't know how to do
it's
it.
It's a struggle.
Yeah.
It's great.
So it's a bit of a punishment.
It's only, you only don't like it because you're not used to it.
I'd wear gloves.
Oh, come on.
Because what if a homeless person's listening?
What a champion.
iPhone.
Yes.
At the e-library. Could be.
I don't know.
And where'd you get headphones from?
You'll pet the old
dear
dogs.
Homeless person, I thought I raised my kids better.
Yeah.
Throwing us under the bus.
But I know what you're saying. Like, it sounds like it's going to be a yucky thing
to
do.
Yeah, and I think you're right. If you've got a 14-year-old renegade kid and they've got to go and work with old people or homeless people, they're going to go,
you're going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, and it's mainly because they're uncomfortable and they don't identify with those people. But
after 3 days of having to interact with them and listening to them talk, they'd be fine.
Yeah. But what I mean is that it's not going to, because if mum, for some reason, you were like, you and Ryan, so you got to hang out with the homeless this Christmas, we'd just be like, okay, because
I wouldn't. Whatever.
You wouldn't? You'd be mad?
Yeah.
If we did it to at 14, how would you go? If you would suddenly
I think we have suggested this before and you rejected it very strongly.
Out of hand. No way.
Because
And Jackson was compliant. It was like, if I have to do that, I'll do that.
But I reckon that you would have some really good experiences and some
That'd probably be
a memory to talk about later on.
Yeah, probably. No, I think it's good.
But the point of the business is actually to make the kid, because I don't think it's the kid's fault that they're smashing the Porsche and taking drugs, because they've got everything.
Yes.
And don't have any appreciation. I mean, they're just given everything.
Do you think it would stop them taking drugs? Maybe if they saw like a smack addict or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know if it'd stop them taking drugs.
No,
it just might give them some idea of,
like, what the other, how the other side lives.
Well, not even that. Just like appreciate what you have.
Mm. But if my kid comes out of it like, and I still get my Porsche smashed, that's not great. Well, even if their kid's like, "Oh, look, Dad, I appreciate where I'm at. I'm taking a bat to the Porsche." What a waste of money that was. I think
there's other issues.
There are other issues, but in theory, I think it's good. Mm. So at the end of the day, we got Ryder's scenarios Christmas edition.
Yeah,
my wreck your Christmas on purpose.
Right,
Dad's charity, organize a charity, and Mum's organize a charity to punish your child.
Right,
which one do we reckon is the best?
I like yours, Jack.
If I get to cuddle puppies, Dad's.
All right, between me and
I vote for myself, though.
I realize
you can't vote for yourself. We've got to vote.
Yeah,
for
you got to vote
dads.
For someone else. I think I have to vote for Dad's because Dad's is like,
I know. Otherwise, you feel like a bastard.
I'm in a corner here. I have to vote for Dad.
Yeah, I have to vote for. I think Ryder's. What was yours again, Ryder?
Christmas scenarios.
Yeah, get the old dad, bad dad home.
Yeah. What about you, Mum? Deciding.
Oh, I like yours, but that's really selfish of me.
If you vote for mine, then Dad wins. That's
just
fine.
Before we stop, right?
Yeah.
Have you voted for mine?
Yes.
Right, I win?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I win.
No, I'm not doing it.
Not this year, but next year, if I find out what your area is.
I'll cuddle puppies next year, yes.
Right. So you would look after dogs at Christmas?
If you organise it all for me.
What will you do? We have to do it together because it's not breaking us up apart.
Anything.
Anything. Yeah. All right. Jack?
Yeah, whatever.
What are you going to do, Jack?
Whatever. Send me somewhere.
You have to go to an old folks home.
Yeah, I'll go to an old folks home. I'll hang out with nans. That's fine.
And that way we tell everyone this is what we're doing on Christmas.
Hanging out with nans.
That's how I'm a nan. Why don't you hang out with me?
Hanging out with other nans.
More nans.
Quantity over quality. That's what I'm going for this Christmas on the nan front.
Hanging out with nans. We'll see what we do. All right.
Why aren't the nans hanging out with their own family?
They're an old folks.
They're alone nans.
Well, if I go into an old folks home, I might still have you.
Well, that's fine. I won't hang out with
you. You're not going to get me.
Maybe on Christmas Day, but I don't think this is happening on Christmas Day, just around the time.
Yeah, well, if I can make it around Christmas, I will.
I will be a companion for lonely nans this Christmas.
Next.
Next.
That
Christmas.
Sounds kind of creepy, Jack.
And
nans need loving too. That's a different kind of charity.
You've committed on air.
That's
doesn't mean anything. It's not a legal document.
Binding.
Verbal contract.
We're back here next Christmas and you haven't done it.
You said 2 years.
You said 2 years. Don't go back.
No, he said 2017. 2017.
Okay, yeah, sure.
So in 1 year.
Binding document. No, binding verbal contract.
That's what we've all signed here today. Ryder got a good deal.
Let's look at old dogs as well, not just the puppies.
Old dogs gross dogs cute. With scabies.
Slobbery.
We had an old dog, Jack. And
not
he was
with
lovely.
Scabies.
Yeah. No, because they're not going to keep an old dog with scabies.
I'm sure at the RSPCA that someone will want their shift off at Christmas time.
No, you can
do it. Day.
If you organise it all, I'll do it. Right. They're all going to be clean. It's not like they're all filthy living
washing,
in their own filth.
You might be washing
cleaning
the filth
out
off them.
Pins.
Fine.
All right.
No.
No, no, no.
Cuddle old dogs. I'm cuddling them. If you can organise me a like,
cuddle.
That is all I do.
Hi, my son would very much like to cuddle dogs for Christmas.
That's just like Ryder's ideal Christmas.
No, that's his ideal job for life.
Such a cute image in my head. A little Christmas tree in the corner.
You will give.
We will give, honey.
We'll give. We'll give.
You're such a good man. We're not as good.
That's true.
You are good.
We're fine. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Ryder Bailey.
I've been Dad.
I've been Mum.
Merry Christmas all of us at It's Just Good Business. We're going to be taking a little break over the Christmas holidays because we're all heading off to see
Where
family.
Where will they send the presents?
The presents everyone's going to send us. That's true. Just send them to the studio. The presents we'll inevitably get, right? It's from our
who?
Adoring public.
From all the fans.
The adoring public.
Do they send presents?
No. It's a bit.
Can
we're doing
they?
A bit. If they want. Okay. I'm not in charge of them.
Send me presents.
But yes, we'll be back sometime next year, probably early next year, probably January, maybe February. You'll see
January.
Us. January.
January is in like 2 weeks.
Let's not make any promises. We'll be back next year.
Bye.
See you guys. Merry Christmas.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.